Okay, and that is everyone on the alphabetical list, plus write-ins. This is Victor Echo 7, Charlie Tango Hotel. The name is Brian, looking for related or missed check-ins to the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima.
Victor Echo 7, Hotel Charlie Kilo.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike, recheck.
Okay, you got three in the stack there. First up, V7 Echo Hotel Lima.
Good morning, Brian. Morning, Net. Just a quick check-in for myself in a really busy morning, so I just had a minute to turn on the radio, and I figure I'll hop on in. You have a good one, 73.
Okay, glad we got you there in time, David. Thanks so much for stopping by and checking in. Enjoy your busy day out there, 73. V7 Hotel Charlie Kilo. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Brian, and good morning to Janet, and good morning to the Rainbow Country Net. This is Victor Echo 7 Hotel Charlie Kilo, and I am once again testing out a new external microphone on my handheld. So I wonder if I could just ask you for your opinion on the quality of the audio.
Yeah, you got a really good communications radio style audio there, Steve. Mic's working well for you.
Okay, that's fantastic. This gear is all waterproof, so my expectation isn't for great fidelity, but as long as I'm actually copyable and clear and you can understand what I'm saying, that's really what I'm hoping to get out of it. So thank you very much for that, and I'm going to give it a listen on the All-Star feed as well, just to hear for myself. And thank you for taking my check-in, and 73.
Okay, yeah, it's doing better than adequate there, Steve. It's actually doing quite well. You got a good, clear, copyable voice there. Okay, and we also had, on the recheck, V7 Whiskey Tango Mike. Go ahead, Randy.
V7 Whiskey Tango Mike. Hey, good morning again, Brian. Just thought I would weigh in on the question about multitasking. I don't enjoy multitasking. I kind of prefer the more monotonous, you know, although they are a bit monotonous, a little more predictable. Just put your head down and go. Right now I'm on way to job site number 2. We've got plumbing at one place, electrical at another, carpentry at another, and then mystery problems at another. So the monotonous stuff is better. Later this afternoon it's just replacing light switches and outlets, and I know I don't have to bring all my tools. I can just bring an impact driver and a wrench. Anyways, that's it for me. Thanks, Brian. 73.
Sounds like a really busy day there, Randy. You sure you don't have to do some alarm systems as well, or maybe a solar panel installation?
Well, I don't know. The mystery one could be anything. Sounds like a possible HVAC issue, but I think there was a bit of a language barrier there, so we have the entire toolkit in the back of the truck, and it turns out we'll probably end up just needing a screwdriver, but hey, it is what it is.
Okay, well, thanks so much for weighing in on the question on the recheck there. Hope you have a fine, busy day there. Sounds like you're off to a good start. 73. And this is VE7 Charlie Tango Hotel. The name is Brian. Taking any late or missed check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Alpha 7 Papa Oscar Charlie, recheck.
Papa Oscar Charlie on the recheck. Go ahead, Ian.
Ah, good. You've got me this time. Yeah, I'm on the ferry over from Chimenas to Thetis, and I was at the terminal before, and there was a lot of interference, so I was lucky to get through. As for multitasking, humans are not very good at parallel processing, so we do stuff serially. It's a question whether we do short bursts of multiple things or long bursts of something important. I guess that depends on the task.
Okay, yeah, I guess everybody has sort of little different methods of doing things. Anyway, I got you in the log from before, and got a few dropouts now, but I guess It's tough, especially if you're around metal buildings and things. Anyway, thanks for weighing in on the question as well, and have a great day out there. 7-3. Okay, anyone else later missed for the Rainbow Country Net?
The 7 Hotel Charlie Whiskey.
V7 Hotel Charlie Whiskey. Good morning, Wayne.
Yeah, good morning about that question there. The only time I ever get involved with one was when the company shrinked from, I think, about 22 employees down to 16. And what happened is the rule is you have to do anything the boss says after the, what we call, demotion, I guess. You don't get a job on the company.
Okay, yeah, if you want to get paid, do what the boss says. A very good thing there. Just as an aside there, Wayne, Dave, V7 Bravo Bravo Victor is doing our club history here for the Burnaby Club. I remember you from way back when there. So if you can help out at all, check out the website, VE7, BAR, VA7BAR.org, .org there. If you can help with some of the names, there's pictures there, and we're trying to identify people. So if you can help out with that, that would be greatly appreciated. And thanks so much for the check-in this morning as well.
Okay, I'll have a look at it. Boy, I don't think they're going to have a list of the numbers anymore. And I used to have over 200 on the list.
Yeah, I guess before the internet, Doug, V7 CDE used to publish the club roster there. But yeah, anyway, if you go to v7bar.org, there's a section there on club history, and if you can help out Dave there at all, contact on the president's email there, and be much appreciated if you can help.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for your check-in, and thanks for your opinion on the question as well. Anyone else later missed for the Rainbow Country Net?
I'll play Brian, Victor Echo 7, Romeo, Papa X-Ring.
Victor.
V7 RPX, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, there was someone else there if you want to pick them up.
Okay, stand by then, Bob. The other station, go ahead now.
Victor Alpha 7, Hotel Charlie Sierra.
Okay, V7 Hotel, Charlie Sierra. Good morning, Hassan.
Good morning, Brian, and thanks, Bob, for letting me cut ahead in the line. Thanks for doing that. 7-3.
Batching the log there, Hassan. Have a great day in Richmond. 7-3. And Bob, V7 RPX, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Brian, I'll play. Multitasking. Can do it, don't really care for it. The results aren't always very good. It just does seem that it's not like there's a whole lot going on with me. It's just a whole lot going on all about the same time.
Yeah, well, Brendan brought it up an interesting thing. So if you are, well, he's a professional chef, so, he's got to have this perfected. So you got to have, a number of ingredients heated just the right amount, all arriving at the same time. So you've got to deal with all of them on the stove or, maybe at the same time getting stuff out of the fridge or whatever. They all got to arrive at the right temperature there so that the food tastes good.
Yeah, well, without that, there might be a whole lot of unhappy customers. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that into the mix. Thanks, Brian. Catch you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks so much for the recheck there, Bob, and great to hear from you, 7-3. Anyone else? Later missed for the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Alpha 7, Echo Tango Romeo.
Victor Alpha 7, Echo Tango Romeo. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. I'm really running late. Having a slow morning. But it's a beautiful day out there, and I can hardly wait to get out there with Coco. Thank you for taking my check-in. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks for stopping by and checking in, Tamara. Got you in the log there, and hope you have a fine walk out there. Looks like a great day for it. 7-3. Anyone else? Later missed for the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Charlie Papa.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Charlie Papa. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I just finished up a meeting at work. Turned the volume off on the radio and was a little surprised to hear the net is almost over. So I'll sneak in at the last second here and get my name on the list. Thanks so much. 7-3.
Yeah, well, glad we were able to check you in this morning, Jim. And, yeah, we've got all kinds of places for people to check in, especially a lot of people got meetings or whatever or other busy times at work. And glad to check in whenever you can. Got you in log 7-3. Anyone else? Later missed for the Rainbow Country Net.
VA7NRC,
go ahead, Brendan.
Yes, I'm trying to break the record for the most rechecks in one net. No, of course not. I was wondering, Brian, I had to ask, you know, when you're repairing things left, right, and center for the CDC, and, you know, do you find that to, is that more of a multitasking thing, or do you need to kind of pure focus as you move from task to task?
Well, I like to focus myself on stuff, but now sometimes you get a phone call, you know, drop everything, something has happened here and it's got to be fixed immediately or whatever, so, you know, you got to do that and then come back to the other stuff later, or maybe it's just a phone call for information or, you know, there's always something floating around there, so, you know, if, but I sort of like it to like to do one thing and then get her done without distractions. But like I say, that's not the real world of work.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you know, in the kitchen you have to do your prep. So it's like, you know, yeah, you don't want to be the, yeah, exactly. You don't want to have a whole bunch of curveballs being thrown at you. So I guess there is time for focus, and then yeah, you gotta take it as it comes. Yeah, interesting. Anyways, interesting to hear everyone's opinion there. Okay, I promise it'll be the last one, VA7NRC.
Not a problem there, Brendan. Thanks so much for your opinion on the question. Always love to chat. 7-3. Anyone else? Later missed for the Rainbow Country Net.
Victor Alpha 7, Tango Whiskey Lima. Brian, is my numbers at 84% this week?
Okay, V7, Tango Whiskey Lima. Oh, you're looking at the, you want the little bar graph there with the algorithm. It's at 86%.
Woohoo, okay. I guess. I'm trying to guess what it's going to be from week to week, and I'm off this week. Well, I guess I'll have to scratch my head and figure out something else. I know that the algorithm, Brad sent me the link to the wiki definition of it, and course, then they've made some changes and stuff like that. But I like to predict what I'm going to be from week to week, and that kind of threw me off.
Okay, yeah, well, as I say, it's not a real thing. It's just acknowledges check-ins. The more recent the check-ins, it's a little more, it weights them a little heavier than, you know, let's say, check-ins a number of weeks ago. But, you know, I guess it's really the only thing we can do. It knows nothing about people going on vacation or having to go out of town for work or anything like that, or you know, it's just logs check-ins.
Oh yeah, I understand, and